taking a few moments to collect ourselves in sitting here, feeling the body sitting, the body breathing. Just resting the awareness in a sense of body sitting and breathing, however it is. Letting the thoughts and sounds and anything else just come and go around a sense of body sitting and breathing. Now we're going to embark on a bit of daydreaming that involves memory. Remembering when you're engaging in a daydream to take the life-enhancing, nourishing path with the daydreaming, letting go of the inner critic. Doing your best, using your mindfulness to just let the voice of the critic or the worrier be, and coming back to the daydream as suggested to you. Remembering too, with a daydream, to use all your senses, not just what you'd see, but also what you might hear, and especially feel in your body, but taste, touch, even smell. Using all your senses. So allow yourself now to visualize happy experiences that you engaged in when you were a child. And when I say child, I mean under the age of about 10 and under, before puberty, and old enough that you can remember, obviously, but kind of from between 5-6 years of age to about 10, letting go of any negative memories. Remembering, especially, activities that you did freely. Games you played with friends, by yourself. Activities maybe with your family. Things that you loved to do when you were a kid. Nobody forced you. You just spontaneously did them. Bringing a number of activities to mind. And feeling each activity in your body as you visualize it. Maybe you like to ride your bike. How did that feel? Where did you go? Maybe you like to do solitary things like reading a book. Where did you do that and how did it feel? Maybe you loved board games or imaginary games. Letting go, if there's any challenging experiences from childhood popping up, just let them gently be. and come to the play of childhood. See if you can come up with 10 different activities that you love to engage in. Really noticing, what is it about this activity or that activity that I loved about it? But mainly feel it. Noticing the easy interest, the joy that arises from these activities. Capturing the joy of play. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to make a list of each of these activities. Maybe you'll recall others as well as you record 10 things I loved to do as a kid. If you have trouble remembering 10 things, try on making it up for the remaining ones. Just make it up. Now what we're going to do next is I'm going to put you with partner, because your group of 15 will do it in threes, but it can be done with pairs or groups of threes, it doesn't matter. What you'll do in your group of three is you'll each get a chance to bring this activity that you love to do as a child, bring it into the present moment using language of responsibility. And so with each item, trying on saying, I love to. I love to. So say, for example, it was bike riding. I love to go bike riding. I love to play with my twin dolls. True. I love to read. I love to play baseball. So go through the first person. I love to, I love to, I love to. Take your time. Allow yourself to feel, well, what does it feel like to say this as something that's actually happening right now, that I love right now. And then go to the second person doing the same thing, and then the third person doing the same thing. So it'll only take about a minute per person, and then everybody can take a quiet minute to reflect, and then I'll give you your next set of instructions. So once everybody's tried on the activity as if they love it still, right here and now, I love to, then take a moment and do a little reflecting. Go to that second column in your handout. What was it you loved about it? Seeing if you can read it from your body and your experience just now, repeating it perhaps silently to yourself. Just notice sensations in the body, any emotions that arise, thoughts, images. perhaps a sense of the essential qualities of each activity. You may possibly notice some themes, some connections between activities, how they complement each other. So the second column, taking a few minutes to record. Now in your small group, to go through it and take at least 5 minutes per person to just share what it was you loved about each of those activities. Okay? That's all. Just enjoy the activity and your memories of them. Okay? Let's take a little pause now. There's lots of excitement with this exercise. Take a little pause now and allow yourself to go inward. And take an easeful posture. Let yourself close your eyes. Feel the body sitting and breathing. No writing just right now. One person's writing, we're all writing. So just pausing. And inquiring within yourself, how do I still have these activities going on in my life? Maybe they're going on in an adult form. Their qualities, what I really loved about them, the true essence of these activities is being expressed in my life right now. And for some of them, that may not be true. They may not be happening, even in their essence. And to be curious as to what's in the way, what are the obstacles, what stops you. And would doing any of these activities or their adult forms, would that enhance your dream path? Would that fit with your dream path? Or would it set you on your dream path? What might your mentor say? Joseph Campbell wrote in the collection, Reflections on the Art of Living, he wrote, "What you have to do, you do with play. If what you're doing seems like play, you are in it. But you can't play with my toys. You have to have your own." And then he goes on to say, "What did you do as a child that created timelessness, that made you forget time? There lies the myth to live by. There lies the myth to live by." So take a good 5-7 minutes now and fill in the rest of the page, reflecting on how you might still do these activities now, even if it's in some adult form, not even, but perhaps as an adult form. Obstacles, some connection to your path, and how might you engage these activities now if that fits with your path, seems meaningful for you? So take that time now. So pausing now, if you would please, and just listening. So in your small groups, to take about 5 minutes or so, maybe 7 minutes per person, to share about what you've just been reflecting on. Some items you'll be able to talk about easily, others will be more challenging. As you share with one another, see if you can brainstorm a little bit those activities that you would like to be reincorporating into your life, how you might be able to do that. It may be literal that you get those activities back into your life. It may be more metaphorical. So coming back to the examples I was giving from my own life. Just taking a quick moment, looking on the board. So I just did four items here by way of demonstration. So I like to ride my bike. And what I loved about it is this kind of freedom, you know, the wind in your hair type thing. And I just like being physically active. And I still ride my bike, and yet there is an obstacle of time, and I don't do it as much as I'd like to. And truth is, my bike needs a tune-up right now, and that's an actual obstacle that needs to be taken care of. It definitely fits with my path around freedom, and though it's really a different activity, I get some experience of that freedom when I meditate. So I think that's a useful example because it's so very different, and yet there's some kind of similar sense to it with meditation. Okay, I mentioned I had twin dolls. So I had these twin dolls, and I still own them. They're a little dilapidated, much loved dolls. And what I loved about them, besides that I could dress them identically and had amazing clothes for them, that was not a besides, that was a big part of it. I still enjoy clothes, literally, as a playful thing to do. And it was very much, for me, it was about characters. And so I polarized these characters. I made one have all kinds of masculine characters and the other have very feminine characters. And they were always kind of duking it out between them. So it was just, it was a total projection, right, of my own inner life. It was very useful. And I, in a sense, I've made a career of this. So it's what I do for a living is be very interested in the psychology of people. What I find now as an obstacle, though, is that I actually have less energy for it. And this is just aging. And it definitely fits with my path, truth, love, very important. And how to do it now, well, there needs to be a spirit of acceptance around that I don't have quite as much energy as I used to have for this work. And that I can focus that interest in characters more within my family, and that would be a really good idea. And then I've got the other two examples. I think I'll just leave it for now, but the reading and playing baseball, and if that's useful to you, you can take a look at that. But that makes sense. So it can be challenging to explore obstacles, but to just get some curiosity going around how those obstacles may give you some fresh ideas to realize the essence of the activities in your life now, especially if it fits with your path. If it doesn't fit with your path, then let it go. But chances are it does. So one last thing before I leave you to sharing with one another. So Martha Graham, I don't think I read this quote to you. Martha Graham. Did I read this quote to you? Okay. So just remembering Martha Graham's pithy piece on how you have this unique vitality and it's never to be repeated by anyone in all of history, ever. And we can capture some of the essence of that unique vitality when we attend to what we love to do when we were children. Okay. And if you can, if you have time for it in your groups, think about one or two of these items that you might even make a very precise plan for to actually engage in over the next few days and weeks so that you can kind of actualize some of this. Mm-hmm.